For years, low fish populations and heavy fishing restrictions have made it difficult for fishermen to make a living supplying the world market with fresh seafood. But scientists at the Marine Biological Laboratory in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, hope to change all that. Thanks to sound conditioning techniques and underwater speakers, catching fish in the wild could become as easy as blowing a whistle and dropping a net.
If hatchery-raised fish can be trained to stay in a local area, just be occasionally fed as a reward to keep them in that local area, and then be harvested simply by them swimming into a net to be recaptured, this could completely revolutionize the way that fishermen and fish farmers operate.
Under lab conditions, researchers have been using techniques similar to those of Nobel Prize winner Ivan Pavlov, who trained dogs to salivate at the ringing of a bell in anticipation of food. In a similar approach, researchers have been using underwater speakers to emit an acoustic cue when feeding the fish. That makes them associate the noise with mealtime.
It's a very simple 280 hertz tone, and it's carries very far in the environment because this is in the center of the fish's sound and hearing response.
An important goal of the project, which uses black sea bass, is to minimize the costs of fish farming. By allowing the fish to eat in the open ocean for several days, farms could save money on feed and reduce the amount of fish waste released in concentrated areas. A major test of this method will happen this summer when 5,000 fish from the lab will be taken 2 miles out from the coast of Cape Cod into the Atlantic Ocean and then released. Researchers armed with their underwater speaker and plenty of food will then see if fish can be trained as easily as the family pet.